Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 on Tuesday, April 29th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the continuing crisis in the opposition movement for democratic change.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
Well, my sense is that the opposition politics, as we have known it in this country since 1999, has practically ended.
And IBT, Solomon Mazzuri, and others, having formed their own party, have in terms of 510A of the party's constitution, ceased to be members of the MDCT party. In addition, and alternatively, they say the persons have summarily dismissed in terms of Article 12 as read together with Article
5.11A. Abantu kade belokhe besithi bona balenkokheli ku-opposition besitho amachapha njengana layo siwabone senza ukuchapha okunjengabona lokhu ku-politics.
We have also come to the resolution that the GA leader, Comrade Morgan Tsvangirai, can no longer be considered as a Democrat or a comrade in this struggle. He's clearly unsuitable and has disqualified himself as a fit and proper patriot with the legitimacy, credibility, ability, decency, or honesty of leading and executing the democratic struggle.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are continuing with our discussion on the crisis in the MDC.
The movement for democratic change was plunged into further chaos and confusion after its president, Morgan Tsvangirai, announced the expulsion of Secretary General Denai Biti and 11 members of parliament from the party.
The latest development comes after Biti himself said he had suspended Tsvangirai on Saturday and saying he is no longer recognizing him as the party leader, blaming him for undemocratic tendencies and what he called his failure to oust President Robert Mugabe.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318. Sasihlangana njalo ke mfowethu.
Onguka Gibbs nasi tirauti tinge tichitarisa nezve chimurenga kana kuti hondo kana kuti kunetsana bata murefu bata mupfupi iri kuitika mubato re MDCT nemusi mugovera takanzwa munyori mukuru webato iri vatendai Biti vachitiwo vambomisa basa vatsvangirai nevamwe vatungamiri webato iri vanosanganisa amai Thokozane Kupe, mutauriri webato vaDouglas Monzora, vanoronga mabasa vaNelson Chamisa, sachigaro webato vaLove Momoyo nevamwe vachiti vainge vakundikana kugadzirisa nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika muMDC. Nasi vatsvangirai nechikwata chavo vamuka vakatiwo tadzinga mubato vaBiti nevamwe vavo vanga vari musangano wemugovera. Zvino inenge yaita gangaidzwa kumukwenyi mezi yavavira mudumbu Kips.
Ye, ngesintu siti ke sokuyingxabangxoza okusekuphakathi kolangale ke kumnumzana Tsvangirai kungazani ke sokungene upongwe endlini mfowethu. Singathi ke ukuxokozela buzulukandaba ozokhona ku-MDC yikho ke udaba egudwini. Ungaze uye ngapho, ungaze uye kuFacebook Blessing. Yikho kukhulunywa ngakho, uye kwenye indawo othi kumbe uyathola kungelalutho, uyathola abantu bekhuluma ngakho. Thina lathi lapha-ke sithe sabuza abantu ukuthi bathini, abantu baphendula, abantu bacho bakufunayo njoba njalo kutsho ukuthi le yothwa yi-public sphere mfowethu ye so zulukandaba funani khona manje 001 202 619 2077 ye lifone kanye khona ngapho siyalifonela asijove mfowethu.
I think we have our two guests lined up. First we have Mr. Dumisani Nkomo, a political analyst. Mr. Nkomo, good evening.
Good evening to you.
Thank you so much. And we also have Mr. Blessing Vava in Harare. Mr. Nkomo is in Bulawayo. Mr. Vava, good evening.
Hey, good evening, Blessing, and good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
We'll start with you, Mr. Nkomo. Tell us, what do you think about what is happening in the MTCT right now?
I think this is heading towards a very serious split. I don't see the two factions reconciling, at least in the short term. So I think they may eventually take each other to court, because there will be a fight for legitimacy now to prove who is the real MDC. And in order to get that legitimacy, they may want to then take each other to court. There's also, you know, they want to also prove which one is eligible for the 2 million or the 3 million from the Political Finances Act as well. So I see in the next month or two, possibly court proceedings taking place with each faction trying to prove that it is the legitimate faction. But inevitably, in the next 6 months to a year, I foresee a total split with two distinct political parties.
Let's bring Mr. Vava. Mr. Vava, Mr. Nkomo is talking about the legal route. Is it going to solve the MDC problems?
I don't think that the legal route is going to solve the MDC problem, because the issues that are bedeviling the MDC are the issues to do with succession, are the issues to do with internal democracy. Because if you check on from the letter that was written by Otto Mangoma and the things that followed, that led also to the subsequent meeting that was held by Tendai Bid, it's clear that it is an issue of leadership, a leadership crisis, an issue of internal democracy. It's an issue of the failure, probably, of what the BT side is saying, of Tsvangirai failing to offer the succession plan of the MDC, and also the sale of the MDC to claim power from ZANU-PF.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yeah, coming back to you, Mr. Nkomo. What is the real problem here? Because Mr. Vava is saying perhaps it's all to do with the internal democracy in the party. But what is your take on this?
Yeah, I think we're speaking about two different things. I was speaking about what is likely to head, and he was speaking about the root causes of what has actually happened. And I'm in total agreement with that. It's issues to do with internal democracy, issues of succession, issues which are may not be really new, because there's been contention about these issues since 2004, 2005. And I think there was a lack of political will to an extent to address some of these long-standing issues. There's issues of ideological clarity. There's issues of, you know, internal democratic processes. There's issues of maybe a political culture borrowed from ZANU-PF, you know. Now, there are all those things which are long-standing, which needed to be dealt with. And, well, until now, when they got out of hand, so it would have been important for them to seek arbitration or mediation early enough. But unfortunately, they left it till late, and now it's head-on. It's more like a head-on collision.
The only light at the end of the tunnel is an oncoming train. Now, let's move this forward a bit, Mr. Vava, and talk about it in the context of the nation, Zimbabwe, in general. The economy is imploding. Unemployment 90%, no electricity, no water, and there are all these fights in the MDC. what impact is this having on people in general?
Well, I think the greatest challenge that we are facing as a nation is that the opposition politics in Zimbabwe, which is somehow suffering a natural death, because if you check the reality check on the ground, it's not clear that the opposition will not be as strong as it was in 2000. The opposition in Zimbabwe will not be as strong as it was in 2008. And the opposition politics in Zimbabwe, it will not be as strong as it was in 2013. And what it presents to the people of Zimbabwe is that none of these warring factions, to say, so to say, is clearly articulating an agenda of pushing this country forward. There's no one with, I'm yet to hear anything from the British side, I'm yet to hear anything from the Tsvangirai side on what they think is the route for Zimbabwe to come out of the economic doldrums that the country is in right now. There are a lot of issues that are affecting our country. We talk of service delivery, we talk of education, we talk of the health delivery system in Zimbabwe. It's all in shambles. But if you check on the fight that is happening in the MDC, it's more to do with the personality differences. It's nothing to do with the ideological differences, or it has nothing to do with what the people of Zimbabwe on the ground are really facing. So what we are seeing now, it is a situation where two elephants are fighting and the grass is now suffering. That is the people of Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Gibbs.
Yeah, nxa ngabuya kuye baba Nkomo ngesintu sibili ukuthi nxa uZulu umuzwa sibili ekhuluma uthini ngakhona kokwenzakala.
Yeah, nxa uZulu ekhuluma nje ngani kulokudideka ngoba abantu abaningi babekhangelele ukuthi kube le opposition at least eqinileyo, kodwa abanye njalo bathi hayi savele sakubona khona lokhu ngoba into leyi insukele yangkhona isukela kudala kusukela kubo 2004-2005. Wawuqadlile ukuthi indaba le ilungise kusesenesikhathi, kodwa ngenxa yokuthi impande yengxabano lengxabangxoza ayizange ilungiswe kusesenesikhathi, sesibona nje impumela yonaleyi namhlanje. Ngoba okwakukhanya sibili inhlansi lezane ezazihlupha izolo namhlanje fezingumlilo ongaqeda sibili i-opposition politics njengoba siyazi.
Ye, akufake ngesilungu khona okade utsho mfowethu kuthi chatha nje kancane
ndiyafake ngesikhizi.
Ye,
I think really what people are saying, there's a sense of loss of confidence in opposition politics, because people put a lot of confidence in the MDC in their various formations. But now with this latest bit that is happening, people are losing the confidence. But and yet other people are saying there were signs of that happening. There were signs and indicators that the MPC really needed to address long-standing issues stemming back from pre-2005. But I think really the issue is to say that there is a sense of loss of erosion of confidence in opposition politics, at least in the short term, because it just looks like a circus. People suspending each other. They're suspending, being suspended, and suspending those who suspended them. So it appears to be really a circus.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line.
Everyone is on suspension. Regatende kune mutereri wedu kutanga mukoma Doubt Shara makadi vashara. Vashara makadi.
Ndiripo nguva dzese makadi.
Aiwa tiripo muri kuonawo sei nyaya iri mu MDC.
Ya, nyaya iri mu MDC iri kuti nese. Asi kuti asinyaonesa zvayo. Nyaya kuti pauda kungotadza kunzwisisa kwevamwe vanhu vangoitawo makaro. Mukoma Blessing, isu tichizvima tinoziva kuti pane vamwe vanoneta vamwe vachitodzoka mbira vamwe vachidawa nemhuza zvichinoenda zvakadaro. Asi pamunenge muchidzingirira nhoro paya paya inosvika pakuneta pamwe inotomborumwa nembwa. Asi munhu anoona pakangoshingirira pamwe yotombodii yodonha. Zvinoendiri kuti nyange kungotaura pangoti varume murume uyu anonzi Mogeni adzingirira nhoro yake, nhoro yaneta,
Zvaimi zvakudai kungowana mumwe munhu ongobva kufema neongoti akuda kutobata nhore iyo. Aiwa zvi. Vade kumuregedza abata nhore yake tashiyana nhore iyoyo. Then tikatarisa meeting yakaitwa kumabhura uko. Zvisiwa kana makatarisa kuti tikatarisa ana standing committee nene vese vakanga variko. Tadzokuona kuti pamwe i7 out of 50 chakati 33 out of 100 something yautonzi yato senda munhu. To make matters worse, mukatarisa kwakakutori nemanemalo yakaita sana tender bit. Handizviti uloya hwachona asi uloya hwekuti munhu anoziva zvaanenge achiita. Tikaenda kutaura ngoti all in all ngatingotitorai bumbiro remutemo weMDC toriteta authority c handiti toona kuti zvariri kuda zvinotaura nebumbi remutemo ndezvisi handiti zvinhu zvinorambisika kuti vakomana ava sekuta vandaita pakutanga vati makaro vabiti takatanga kuvaona vagulidzana nezanupf
mune umbo wacho here vashara
vakamirira vagono
vashara
ravasina maza zvese izvozvo
mukanzavashara vashara vabiti gweta kana uri gweta handiti une kodzero yekumirira chero munhu here
izvozvo tinozvinzwisisa but zuro achona tongoti pauda mahours akanga apfuura makambodzari zvaitaona vabiti pavakapinda painclusive government pamusoro pavamubiti ivo vabiti vachona vakashaurwa here mangu malawyers ari pro zanupf.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vashara nekupinda muchirongwa chedu, regai tiende kune mumwe muteereri. Tinotenda tinotenda zvikuru vashara, regai tiende kuna mukoma Kenias Musareva. Makadii mukoma Musareva kuBotswana?
Mukoma Blessing, zviri sei?
Aiwa isu tiri nani, tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndinotenda mukoma Blessing, ndichatanga kutaura nepamusoro pebhaibheri mukoma. Ndoda kupai iri kuya First Samuel chapter 17 verse 8. Nhau iripo iri pamusoro paGoliati. Goliati wakatitukira mambo wedu, atuka mambo wevaIsraeri mazuva akawanda zvisingabviri. Pachishaibva munhu iye aikwanisa kuti ange achiuya nestrategi yaiva ina Goliati. Goliati wakauya pamaIsraelites akati ndipei murume 1 badzi akasimba auye arwe neni kuzasi kunoko. Ndokuchibva iye vanhu vaivapo vese pashayiwa kana 1 asi Sauro waivapo vachimukuza sezviri kuita vanhu tsvangirai. Ndinati ndirayambire mukoma biti, nditi mukoma biti musadzokera kumashure kana muchida kurescue vana veZimbabwe. Zvokuti kugrassroots vanhu vari kuti chii, vanhu vanokwanisa kusapota tsvangirai zvakanyanya vasingazivi kuti vaifamba naSauro asingazivi strategy iri kuuya nemuvengi Goliati. Zvino tinoda munhu akafanana naDavid ane precision nezviri kuitika nezvamwari kuti asunungure vanhu, taneta nekutukirwa mwari wedu, taneta nekutukirwa Zimbabwe nekuparadzirwa Zimbabwe navamugabe vachitevererwa navatsvagirai vachingodziwowe denotata varegera tajoinana navo mangwana ndoda kutaurirana navo mangwana ndoda ichi. Aiwa kana ichikwanisa kuti deno wanga wakwanisa kuti utisunungure huyesa David Bedzi unge uchisunungura vanhu veZimbabwe akuti vanhu vari kuda here vari kufarira tsvangirai vachimba nziyo vanhu vazhinji hazvibetseri nokuti ndo strategy iri kurobwa nayo tsvangirai yokuti mayouth ndiwo ari kunyaya kuimba but kuvhota havadi havavhote
asi kava Musareva vatsvangirai nyaya vari kuti titaurira nhakusi kuti vari kuda kubatana nezanupf. Kana ndichidzwisisa matauriro andaitawo navamonzora musuno vari kuti nyika yapinda murufuse.
Hazvina zvinombobetsera vatsvangirai mukadzi wavanaye kewezanupf.
Mukoma Musareva hatitenderi kuti mudzimai wavo kana asingataure zvepolitics hatipinze madzimai evanhu mupolitics. Toda kuti tinge tichingotaura nezvavo ivo tisingataure nezvemhuri yevanhu. Ndinoona kunge tinoita kurasika debate.
Hello?
Tinenge taakurasika debate kana todaro. Ngatitaurei nezvavatsvangirai chete zvemhuri yavo, handifunge kuti inyaya tuda kutaura pana
pa, zaga nakai ndati nini chunu chiripo wabiti ngava uye vaite sekuita kwakaita David chete zvokuti zvanzi pazonzi izo biti warasika kana kudini ndangwe naivo vatsangirai vakabva kuZANU-PF vachibva kuZCPU
aiwa tinotenda vamusare vade kupinda muchiro kwachedu Gibbs.
Mr. Vava, are you still on the line? Are you there, Mr. Vava?
Yes, I'm here.
Did you hear what this caller was saying?
Yes.
What is your reaction to what he said?
I think that the issue that he was raising, they are very fundamental. What the MDC, I think what the MDC has failed to do, as I said earlier on, was to deal with the processes of internal democracy. Because a political party is supposed to be grounded on certain issues of ideology. But what we've noticed in the MDC was the suffocation of ideas, the suffocation of debate, and the failure for the leadership of the MDC to address the issue that were affecting that political party. Because if you notice, Elton Mangoma raised some issues when he wrote that letter. What I expected from Morgan Tsvangirai and his team was to sit down and try to address the issues that were being raised in that letter. What we need is not the paging of opponents in political parties, because the MDC, many people in this country, was the alternative political party that was going to take over from ZANU-PF. What we expected from the MDC was to take sort of a different approach, a different template from ZANU-PF, of paging political opponents and trying to at least have tried to sit down as a political party and solve their internal issues before it has exploded to the level that it has reached now, which is quite unfortunate.
Thank you. Of course, before we go back to Mr. Nkomo, we also encourage, of course, our listeners to take advantage of WhatsApp, Facebook. You can also send us an email, studio7@voanews.com. Let's take a look and read what some of you are saying on WhatsApp. First with Alice, who says, it's now a child's play. Shoko says, Biti must form his own party. Peshi says, this party is not reliable anymore. All the supporters must just join Simba Makoni. Osmond says, Biti must form his own party with the rebels. However, they will soon turn against each other because they are two-faced. Martin says, Tsvangirai is the real MDC president. When all the gold diggers expose themselves and go out of the party, then the MDC will rule Zimbabwe. Apologize says, MDC has lost its power as a party, as its supporters are now losing hope. Bezolo says, Tsvangirai, like I earlier predicted, has presided over another split of a nobly grounded party through his non-democratic tendencies. Oliver says, Morgan Tsvangirai should just quit politics. He is a failure and a joke. And then Cloud says, what we are seeing is the end of the most dominant party, the MDC. This is disappointing. Gibbs.
And on Facebook, we've got so many messages as well, blessing. And of course, Ndimiyake Makelele was giving us details on what people are saying.
Handisen Kazura Maire writes, Morgan Tsvangirai's faction should stop blaming others for their failures, and Tsvangirai must learn to be tolerant. You don't expel members willy-nilly. Another writer, Nyatsimba Mwene Mutaba, writes, they should all go. They are puppets fighting for scraps from the West. Tsvangirai has been exposed as a charlatan who masquerades as a Democrat. We also heard from Dennis Chipanga. In MDC, there is a lack of internal democracy, although people outside think there is democracy. And if I am to go into detail, I think Tsvangirai is running the party like a trade union, hence his factionalism. Our writer from yesterday, Ngobile Eric Ngwenya. Tendai Biti, you have done the right thing. That's what a brave person does. Elek Sizimba writes, as far as I'm concerned, Tendai Biti and his friends are just enjoying themselves in hotels and the publicity they are getting from the media. Those who are fooled as to believe them will be shocked to see how they crumble. A degree in law is not a license to statehouse. You need more than that. Mtokozisi Nkomo writes, Morgan Tsvangirai must quit. Nothing else. Why is he behaving like a person without direction? It's time up. Let it go. Spencer Edson Maoneke also weighed in. That's the MDC we know. Tendai Biti and the group cannot fire people, but Morgan Tsvangirai can fire both from the party. Dennis Chipanga writes, the ship is sinking now. Another writer, Onwell Maregere Chitsika, writes, those who have been expelled from the MDCT deserve it. Let them go and form their own party. Another writer, Vengai Dzikati, what went wrong with Biti? I was his big fan. Disappointed. Repeat writer from yesterday, Cassius J's Simana Mpofu, writes, suspending and firing some members of the leadership is not the answer to the problems bedeviling the party. Morgan Tsvangirai fired Welshman Ngube and others in 2005. And what good did that bring to the party? Where is the party now? Worse than what it was before the first split. Tsvangirai is the biggest problem we have in opposition politics. And finally, Simon Kanyemba Kaitano writes, good news. Morgan Tsvangirai will remain stronger than ever. Tsvangirai's name is more than MDC.
Thank you so much, Ndimiyake Mwakalieli, giving us the sentiments from our listeners. And Gibbs, they've been writing. We have pages and pages of yes. People writing. Tinemwe mtereri, arukuzviti mkoma chicken varipa Botswana. Makadi.
Ndiripo zvangu mukoma blessing.
Ichicken imi, chicken likeni, ichicken ipi?
Chicken yechishona chaye kumusha.
Hadi mashona type.
Hadi mashona type. Ndiyo ichaite. Yatambura nenhamo iri muzango kudai zvinyezi. Ndinosiririsa zvekuitika kumusha.
Munoona sei iyo nyaya iri MDC?
Unoona mukoma blessing zvinosiririsa. Kuti tine hama dzakafa tichitirawo kuti kuda zvimwe zviro zvingaite zvakanaka chigara musango kudari zvichiita kuti kuda zvimwe zviro zvingagara zvingaite zvakanaka chinondirwadza ndechekuti kana tichiti Tsvangirai akafeila kudhirivha zvakafanana netimu yebhora yekuti tese tinenge tiri mubhora todyiwa toti tatadza goalkeeper ndiye atadza kuti timu handioni zvichidaro timu yese inenge yafeira zvinoreva kuti namaditi nevamwe vese nesu chaiyo chaiyo takafeira tingadai takapa munhu ari pamberi takamupusha nenzira yakanaka kuti tikwanise kuachivha wagoo saka kana tese tachitaura kuti umwe chete pakati pedu apa yakafeira ka handioni zviro zvakanaka chechipiri chandinonzi diki vari kuita dhemokirasi vari kuda kuita tindi zvakafanana nemwana wako anenge ari mukomana ati ndaakukura zvosvika pamba 12 okoko 1 okoko achikunokera achiti ndiraupi nhumba momuti enda dzokera kwaunga uri moti iyewo ti ndiri kuexcisa my rit ndine rit yekuti ndisvike pamba nguva yandinoda kana akura kaanobuda mumba mako oenda kuda chero ari mwana wako akazvara handioni inyi paine kodzero yekuti wana diti wakatanga inini ndichinyatsokunzwa nyaya ndichiiteedza zvakanaka naka wana wakatanga kuita misangano kunze kwenhingiriro wachienda kundomobilisa wanhu pagrassroots vasati waenda kundogara pasi wana mangoma vasati vandogara pasi vachitaura kuti Tsvangirai uri kutadza pakati it was better kuti wange vachimuadvisa kuti uri kutadza pakati ngatigare zvakati woenda kugrassroots kwatiri isusu vanhu tanenge takasarudza
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu Mr. Vava and Mr. Nkomo, please stay on the line, Gibbs.
Yeah, no, 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 no,
of course, as you know by now, we are continuing with this program. We are streaming live on the internet. Just go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube. Stay tuned.
ማብቃቱ ነው ወደ ትግርኛ ቋንቋ ስርጭት እናልፋለን ያስተናገድናችሁ ቆንጅት ታየና
አዲስ አበበ ነን ሰላም ደናደሩ
ደናደሩ ደናደሩ